Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's it is Tuesday, June 11th. We're back with you. We have a couple of great guests in the studio. We'll bring them on in exactly a couple minutes because Jim Christina, who's going to be joining us in a moment, he's been here so many times we can't make him possibly wait to talk. So, but I just wanted to quickly, Danny, to mention yesterday's guest. She was amazing because she was able to give us some feedback on both of our lives as far as dating, relationships, things like that.
Yeah,
right?
I liked her.
And we revealed a lot about ourselves on the air, too. I mean, I was like pretty vulnerable, I think.
Yeah.
And I realized one thing I found out is I'm really screwed up, Danny.
Yeah, I think we all are, though.
I know.
I think everyone's screwed up to a degree.
But I thought I figured it out in 60 years. I haven't even scratched the surface, you know? So I guess it's an ongoing list until you die.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
Because once you fix one problem, you realize, oh, well, maybe I have like a few problems.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, self-confidence is one of them for me.
Not me.
And I need to work on that. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to my first day in therapy today. And we'll see what's going to happen.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. So you see, I'm finally doing that. You know, I told you I would. So anyway, we'll talk about that and a lot of other things. We want to bring on Jim Christina, a great friend of the show, of the station. He's had his own show here for 4 years, Jim?
4 years.
4 years, Writer's Block.
Right.
And if you love writing or reading, this is the show to listen to.
That's it.
Jim knows what he's talking about. He writes. How many books have you written, Jim? Have you counted lately?
No. 15, okay. I think.
15 books, Jim.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. I know.
I wrote one and I was like, woo!
I was like that for one of my first books. It's like I read it for my first beer, too.
Yeah.
And Jim, you brought us a friend also. Introduce him to us, please.
This is my friend. He's actually been a very good friend of mine for years and years and years. This is Ron Gilbert.
Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Of course, Jim said that you haven't been to a radio station and you said... 20 years ago?
Easily.
Yeah, all right. Easily. So now you're in a new world completely, you know?
Yeah, everything's new. And believe me. No more tubes.
Exactly. And plus.
I know. It's really tough for you to synthesize digital, but you'll make it.
Don't make me weep.
Ron, are you originally from California?
I am. I'm an L.A. native.
Really?
Yeah, and a very stable genius, by the way.
Really?
I want to let everybody in the world know that. Thank you.
Okay, well, a stable genius
too.
Is good, yeah.
And you're stable.
No, I'm definitely unstable.
Yeah, she's kind of an unstable genius. But
the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know what she wants yet.
I have a question, Danny. Because you're a twin.
Yeah.
And everybody's screwed up. Does that make you twice as screwed up?
Hmm.
No.
Ooh.
Makes
double
half.
Trouble?
Yeah, I think half. Like, because she screwed up, too.
Yeah.
She just screwed up in way
but
different ways.
But is she screwed up more than you?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more screwed up than
you. And it's interesting because you grow up in the same home.
Yeah.
Right.
You're the same age,
right.
The same childhood, more or less.
But I've always been the black sheep of my fam.
Yeah. So you see how people develop different personalities.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you look the same. You have the same background, same upbringing, the same parents, the same everything, same genes. And yet, you know, they picked you out as the black sheep of the family.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
My mom's like obsessed with my brother because he was like the firstborn and her only son.
Yeah, the boy.
And he was like the basketball star MVP growing up.
Yeah.
And she's just like still to this day like obsessed with him like in a very like weird way.
And she didn't really spoil you guys because you're twins.
Well, we had our dad for that. But my dad really didn't step up to the plate until we were like 21.
Really?
Yeah, because my whole childhood was like my brother. My dad said it's his biggest regret.
Wow.
Yeah, so they focused on his basketball.
Why? What was he doing at that time, your dad? He was home, right?
No, he was home, but they were both focused on Marquise. Like all our childhood like family... What are the albums? Because back in the day, people actually took pictures.
Right.
It's all Marquise.
Really?
And you like see us in the background. Yeah.
Jeez. That must feel like shit.
I mean, I for me, it was just, I don't, I'm used to it. It's like, it's just, it is what it is. You know, you see people talking about that and you're like, oh, I lived that too. So like, I get it. But my dad said there's a picture of me and my sister and we both have like picked out afros and like these shiny jackets on and we're posing with sunglasses on. He goes, every time I look at this picture, I have such regret because I knew when I took this, you guys were supposed to be in Hollywood and I should have taken you there. But instead I was traveling the world with your brother. And he didn't end up doing anything with basketball.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's all right, Dad. I still made my way to TV.
Yeah, he missed out on raising you though. That sucks, you know?
Yeah. Like every vacation we ever took was for Marquise's basketball. Oh. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Jim, do you have siblings?
More than I can count.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? More than one family?
No. Well, one family.
Divorce? Or...
I have two brothers and two sisters.
Oh, okay. That's pretty big.
That's a big family. Yeah.
That's a big family.
Yeah.
What was it like growing? What birth order were you in?
Second.
What was that like? Did you
not
feel?
Not first.
Were you jealous of?
No.
No? Was it a brother or sister?
Brother.
A brother.
Yeah.
And what difference in age?
He's 2 years older than I am.
Okay, so you guys kind of grew up together, right?
Kind of. We had kind of like the same friends, kind of, you know, in the periphery growing up.
Right.
And my sister is like 1 year younger than I. So we had the same friends.
Right.
See, I never chill with my brother like that.
No?
No. Like he would, I used to see like brothers and sisters hanging out with each other. And I was like, why aren't we like this? Why can't I go to parties with you and stuff? At least like we're together.
We never went to parties together.
Oh, yeah, no.
As a matter of fact, we had a knockdown, drag-out fight in my bedroom over a girl.
Oh, you and your brother?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. Ron, have you had fights over girls?
Who got the girl?
No,
neither one of us got the girl.
Don't remember that.
I never got that.
Damn, you beat his ass over a chick. None of you
and
ended up
with.
Neither
one of us got her, so.
That's why you can't waste. You can't fight with your family over a bitch.
Well, now I don't even talk to most of them.
So. Ron is like, yeah, that makes sense. In a weird kind of way.
Well, you know, when you have five kids, and you know, a mom and a dad and five kids and grandma's usually there.
That's a lot, five kids.
You know, and you go, wow, you know, it's like. I was 13 before I realized that fried bread wasn't meat.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's an old family joke. But, I mean, it's like...
Does that mean you guys were poor?
No.
I don't get it.
No. My dad was in the Air Force, and then he had a paint company.
Oh, okay.
So, no, we were never poor. But, you know, it's like feeding five kids, especially when they're young adults, is... It gets expensive.
Shit, one kid.
It really does. You know, where do people get the money? And sometimes I wonder, you know, because you see families going to a pizza place or a restaurant.
Yeah.
You go, God, this guy's spending $200 just for
easily.
Lunch.
And McDonald's, $200.
Yeah,
everything is so expensive now. If you go to a sub shop and you get like four roast beef sandwiches, it's like $50.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
$12 for a little roast beef sandwich?
Right.
Back in the day, it was like $4.
I know.
Yeah, I hate eating out.
Wait a minute. You're too young to know back in the day.
No, I'm not. I have a back in the day, too. Shit.
Yeah, she's got the
We have a back in the day, though, don't we, Ron?
When I was 16 and I got my license, gas was like $2.99.
$2.99 when I got my license, it was 29 cents.
27 cents
a gallon.
And then that was like $4.99.
And then they had gas wars, and it would drop down to 17 cents a gallon.
Yes, wow, crazy!
And they give you blue chip stamps.
And they gave you blue chips or green stamps.
No, we don't. I don't know anything about stamps, but.
What do you mean stamps? What was that?
It was a thing. It was huge. You get these books, and they get so many stamps per, like it was a stamp per dollar. Purchase.
Okay.
And you filled up these books and you get the stuff out of the catalog. And it was like this watch would be $5.
Oh. Wow.
The Coleman tent was $8, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And there were two companies. There was green stamps and blue chip stamps. And they had little stamps and they had bigger stamps.
Yeah.
Bigger purchase, you got the bigger stamp.
Yeah. Over $50, you got the big stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What's the point of that, though?
Well, you get stuff.
Yeah.
You get premiums.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a frequent flyer.
Yeah,
today,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes, it's the magazine in the pocket of the airline.
Yeah, right. It's like we were frequent stampers.
Yeah.
That's really different.
And you get them at the grocery store, and gasoline stations. Everybody was into it. It was like drugs. Right.
Yeah, and they used to have signs in the window, no stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not
or
shopping.
No
there.
Stamps. No stamps taken.
Oh my god! Well, yeah, no, I don't know that things, back in the day.
Yeah, I don't either. No. But things change so much. You know, it's unbelievable. What, yeah. You know, what
but like back in the day, like when I like would leave school and walk home or go to, they have like youth centers or whatever. There's like a general store, and like you get like a slush for like 10 cents. Now, like me and Gabby went. The year I left, we went just to go see, like, you know, have it, you know, have memories.
Right.
And the slush is like $4.50 now. I'm like, yo, this shit used to be like a quarter when we came in here. Now it's like $4.
Well, I mean,
a cup this big.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to go to 7-Eleven and get those 32-ounce slushies that were...
Right, that was like nothing.
60 cents.
I used to go in there with a gun and rob them and get the slushies.
You did?
Yeah, right?
Make that a cherry while I'm still holding the gun.
Yeah, as long as I got the gun, I'm getting the slushie.
Yeah. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about your show, too. You know, I mean, since you're here anyway, and... tell us a little bit about it. Let's talk a little bit about your writing and everything.
Well, my show is geared towards writing, geared towards new writers.
Okay.
And we try to get out as much information from the guests that we have to the new writers that are listening.
I see, like, about how to write,
when's the best time for them to write? Do they make themselves have a quota each day or each week for how many words they write? Or, you know, do they just free write? Do they work off a diagram? Do they work off an outline? Do they, what they call pantsing, which is just out of your brain.
Right. Very nice, man. So, and all kinds of books.
Oh, my God. We've gone everything from romance novels to sci-fi to a photograph novel, a photograph book from a guy in Vancouver that's world famous photographer.
Wow. Very cool, man. And how did this idea come about for you for the show?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I started talking to a friend of mine, Bobby Jean.
Right.
And actually, I talked to Jerry about it first and about getting together and putting together a show because there was no show for writing at the time.
Okay.
And, I mean, a lot of people get lost in the process. They don't know where to go for publisher. They didn't know how to find an agent. They didn't know how to find a publicist.
Right. Yeah, I'd want to know that if I wrote a book.
I mean, that's what we gear towards. Yeah. And, you know, and I said, well, you know, LA Talk Radio, Russ is the one that, of course, I was in here doing a show with Russ, and then he had a show here.
Right.
The Atomic
Dog
Radio.
About dogs, right.
And I was talking to Russ about it, and so he said, well, go talk to Sam at LA Talk Radio. So we did, and here we are.
Wow.
And then, of
course,
Russ joined our show. He does a show with us every
3 weeks.
The fourth Thursday of the month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very nice. He still does.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Very cool.
In fact, he'll be in the studio Thursday night.
Really? You both should come here sometime. I think he was here right?
Do you remember
the guy that was training the dogs and everything? Like,
no.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll bring him back.
If there was dogs in here, I would remember.
No, he didn't remember.
He's just a dog trainer.
Dog trainer. No.
Oh, I was like, no, and he was saying a dog
A lot of interesting things about dogs. You know, like one thing he said that stayed with me, he said dogs live in the present.
Yes,
they know, they don't remember, like, if you beat them up or something, you know, they still come back and love you.
Oh, I think they do remember.
I don't think they forget. Really? I think they remember if they got their ass beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
They remember
but
their
they still
trauma.
Love you.
But,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
see,
yeah.
That's,
but
that's
it's in
the
their
deal.
Nature to be, like, unconditional loving animals.
They want they want to come back to you and find out, you know, are you going to beat me again?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be good to me?
Yeah.
I see.
I hate people that hit their dogs.
Me
like,
too.
Fuck you. Why do you even have a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, it's like, why do you even have an animal if you don't love it? Like,
it's the same people that beat up their kids, maybe, you know,
yes.
The same kind
like,
of
why
like,
do you have children? Yes. Use a fucking condom or be on birth control, you stupid bitch.
Right.
So it gets me so angry.
Of course.
Wait
I mean,
a
the
minute.
Things
why
that people
do. Why don't
you
just say what you mean?
Yeah. She's trying to be polite.
Yeah. It's just, it's so crazy. Like, I was walking, I think like a month ago, and somebody was like pushing their dog out of the way, like while they're walking. It was like one of those dogs that didn't need a leash. And I literally said something. I go, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, but stuttering. Yeah, no reason. So don't hit your dog like that. I will take your dog right now on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. It is, you know, yeah. But
I wish I lived in a mansion and I could like just change the whole backyard to like a no-kill shelter. Mm. Like drop your dog off if you don't want it. I'll take care of it here. Yeah.
My daughter wants to do that.
Really? So you need so much money.
She has a big piece of property.
Oh, tell her to do it. Mm. And if she ever needs help, I'll help. Okay. I'm serious. Volunteer work. I'll
do
it for free.
You get along with her too.
Yeah. I'm like an animal activist.
Yeah, huh?
I would rather get into a car accident than run over a squirrel.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
They are kind of dumb, though. They just stop and they stare, and I'm like, oh,
you have to gauge the oncoming truck. Are you going to miss him when he goes by you?
I know.
Right.
Too many variables.
I know. No,
but this Thursday, we have all of the hosts are going to be in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. Bob will be here. Bob Brill. Russ will be here. I'll be here. Bobby Jean will be on the radio.
Yeah.
On the phone, and it's a two-hour show this week.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm going to visit for sure.
Please, stop in, say hi.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a guest our first hour, and then the second hour we're going to talk about the show.
Okay.
Because as a lot of our listeners now are figuring out, we are going on hiatus after this Thursday show.
Okay.
We'll be running the best ofs for a while until we get moved and everything settled and go back on the air.
Yeah, because Jim is moving away.
Right.
He's moving to Idaho.
I'm going to Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So they're going to continue doing their show remotely, and I appreciate your dedication to it.
We wouldn't move
it's amazing, yeah. No, I mean, plus in Idaho, there's no stations
like
ours.
Why are you moving to Idaho?
Because it's a lot cheaper than California, and because the kids are up there.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I would want to be close to my
kids,
too. And
we don't want to lose the product placement and the knowledge that people know where to find us.
Right, exactly. Mm.
You know, so we've kept our spot by just doing best ofs. And we're just going to, you know, come back on live and we'll let them know a week or two before we
We'll be
on
here
live.
For you.
Right.
And you I wouldn't go nowhere else to do this show because this station's been really good to us.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you've been good to us.
Well,
we
try.
We have a bromance, you see.
We do. We have. Sam and I have a
bromance. That's cute.
I'm teary-eyed.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Ron and I have a bromance. We've had one for years. And,
how many years have you known each other, like since childhood?
Golly. Almost 20, I would say.
Yeah, pretty close to
since
it.
Since you were teenagers then.
No.
20 years ago.
I was the teenager.
See, Ron,
no, I'm saying 20 years ago. You were teenagers, Jim.
I was.
You totally missed the whole thing.
The joke went over.
Ron was a freight salesman.
A what salesman?
Freight.
Oh,
freight. Worked for a trucking company.
Right, right.
Watkins.
Okay.
And he started coming in and seeing if, you know, because we just started shipping a lot of stuff out by truck.
Right.
And he picked up some of the business, and then we worked on a deal and what they called an FAK, and got that going. And Ron GC called me for years and years and years. And
wow, how cool is that?
And then Ron retired, and you know, so but he lives in Simi. I live in Simi, so
right. So what do you do with your time now? You're retired. Do you still keep busy? You look like an active person.
Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him
die. Just to watch him die.
That was on Tuesday, though. My wife still works, so we're sort of still nailed here into L.A., but we intend to travel. She gets to escape in a year.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to get like an RV and travel the country?
No, I'm going to airports and let other people wait on me.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, his wife's a children's librarian for L.A. Library System.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She should go on Jeopardy then, right?
Northridge.
They're so smart, these librarians, you know?
Northridge. Yeah, that lady. Yeah, the
library lady.
Yeah, Jeopardy, right?
She's the library lady.
Yeah, you know that the champion had like made $30 million or something.
The what?
Champion, we were talking about Jeopardy.
He just lost.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he just lost to a librarian.
Yeah.
She finally beat him.
She probably read all those books in the library.
There's actually an R in that word. Librarian.
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 Did I say librarian?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even notice.
That's librarian. That's the country, Liberia.
Yeah. Obviously.
They all went, yeah, we won.
That's okay. Pick on my accent. Why don't you?
You know what? I love picking
it. It's okay. It's all right.
I didn't notice, but I'm probably so used to your accent that I just get it.
Exactly. Me too. I've you know, listening to it for years now. So.
Been listening to it for 4 years.
You know, I try to get into the show every chance I get because it's so much fun coming in with you guys.
Yeah.
We never know what's going to happen.
No, never.
Never.
Exactly. What mood we're going to be in, what stories we're going to tell.
Well, we always know when you walk in the door how it's going to be.
Well, how's it going to be?
Well, you know, if you walk in with a scowl.
No, I always walk in with a scowl, though.
Well, that's because you're just getting up.
No, yeah. I mean, I got up at like 7.
No, but I mean, she's always smiling when
she
comes in.
She usually
is
in a pretty good mood once the radio starts.
Yeah, like I'm not, like it's just, sometimes I just don't smile, but it doesn't mean I'm not happy.
No, I mean, I can tell by your voice that you're okay.
But you have come in from a weekend on set with some other people.
Yeah, for sure.
See, from where I'm looking at it, I just appreciate the fact you came in.
Yeah, and is talking.
Exactly. So I don't notice that.
Yeah, I worked last night, but I got off at like 10:45, I think.
Yeah. Any new sexual escapades last night?
No.
Since we talked last?
Nope.
Nothing, right?
Not a thing.
No, didn't run into anybody last night.
There was no one cute, nobody my type, no.
Okay, so it's like every day
is a disappointing.
I know.
Every day is a different story for her, you know?
I got my eyes set on somebody, but...
Yeah.
He's being a little difficult right now.
Really?
Basketball player.
Yeah.
How come you're picking all the ones that are being difficult? Can you
explain
that?
I like it. It's exciting.
You do like it?
Yeah. I'm just like, are we hooking up or not? Like, what are we doing here?
She needs to define it.
Yeah. Why didn't you become a lawyer?
I know.
Sign the contract.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My parents said that my whole life. I actually, when I went to college, my bachelor's degree was in legal studies. So I thought I was going to go to law school. And then I got cast on a reality show and I said, fuck that.
Show business for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I probably would have been a good lawyer, though. I'd probably be super rich. But I'd probably be miserable. So,
as many lawyers are.
Yeah.
You think you'd be persuasive in the court?
Yeah, I argue even if I know I'm wrong. Even with my parents. Like, I'll know they're right. And I'm like, no.
You won't admit it, right?
Yeah, no, at all. Especially with my sister, I'll never admit it. I'm like, no.
You see, that's a defense mechanism.
I'll argue till my face is red. Really? Or face is blue. How does that saying go?
Yeah.
I'll argue till I'm blue in the face.
That never worked at my house. Never.
Really?
Oh, no. No. Way back in the day.
Yeah.
As it were. Yeah. You didn't argue with your parents.
Oh. Right. Now it's like kids talk back like nobody's business.
Just talk
especially
back.
My parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got in trouble like a bunch of times talking back.
Yeah, they were tough.
They were, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How
like throw hands stuff?
Like what?
Like throw hands stuff?
I was more than once. I got walloped. I got walloped once with a hairbrush, and my mom was reaching back to whap me again and broke her hand on the door frame.
Whoa.
So then I really got in trouble because that was my fault that she broke her hand.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Your mom sounds crazy.
You deserve to be hit.
Yeah, I know. And then once I got, they left us with a babysitter once, and I think I was 4 or 5, and everybody was pissed off that they went someplace and we couldn't go.
Yeah.
You don't even know where they went.
You get 5 kids from 6 months to 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
God. You know, it's
poor babysitter.
Yeah. And so I got pissed off at my daddy. Just got this brand new Naugahyde recliner chair.
Right.
Brand new.
Right.
Naugahyde was brand new back then, 54, I think. So I just got a paring knife and just stabbed the living shit out of that chair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At 4 years old?
4 years old. 4 or 5, yeah.
And later on, they made the movie Chucky.
Yeah, right. That was about Jim as a baby.
I'm actually excited for that remake to come out.
I don't know why I did that. I just did. I don't even remember doing it. My brother told me I did it.
He did it, and he pinned it on you.
No. I did it. I just don't remember why I did it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah. I mean, I never got my ass whooped. No.
Yeah.
And well, I talk some shit.
You're a different generation.
Yeah.
Oh, entirely.
I've said some horrible things to my mom. Actually, it makes me sad when I think back on it.
Yeah.
I called her a whore one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, my son's called me a lot of things, but not when he was a kid.
My son calls me
older.
Dad.
Really?
Yeah. He's never called me anything.
Right.
No. But actually, I grabbed my mother by her shirt once and cocked my arm, and I was going to let her have it.
Really?
And my dad walked into the room. Bad scene.
Yeah.
Because the first thing he said was, go ahead.
Really?
You'll go through the wall. Because my dad was a big dude.
Yeah, really? I mean.
So were you afraid of him?
No, because when I came back from Vietnam, we got into a fight in the garage, and I kicked his ass.
Really?
But I had just come out of combat.
Yeah.
And I was not willing to put up with shit from
anybody. No, you were a fighting machine. Yeah. Wow, so you actually physically got into
We got into an altercation in the garage, yeah. Wow. And because he was throwing crap around and being like his normal self, just getting pissed off because he couldn't find something.
And you just had it.
Was he a drinker?
I happened to be in his way.
Damn, that sucks.
And he nailed me, threw me up against a cabinet.
Wow. I haven't gotten into many fights with my dad in my lifetime. And maybe like three tops.
That did it. And my mom came out in the garage after about a minute. She says,
can't believe it.
Just closed the door.
Yeah. Jeez.
Damn, I think every family's got issues, huh?
And they really do.
And then we started laughing. And then we went out and went to the Eugene Hotel and started drinking martinis.
Wow.
See, I couldn't go have drinks with someone that I just
and then
guys to a physical altercation.
But
with.
They're guys.
And then,
yeah, that's true, right?
We were leaving the Eugene Hotel. It was about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And both of us hammered. And Dad went to go open his car door, and that happened to be right next door to the police station. Oh, God. So a cop comes out there and says, "You're not planning on driving."
Right.
And my dad says, "Why not?"
Wow.
Because you were obviously inebriated. He goes, fuck you, I'm not inebriated. And he took a swing at the cop.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
So when they called my mother at 3:30, I think, in the morning, and said, your son and your husband are in jail here, and she could...
leave them there?
Leave them there, and I'll pick them up in the morning.
Not surprised. Wow.
Dry out.
What a story.
So, I mean, it would put us in the tank. Just let us
take it off. Yeah.
Wow. Nope.
Yeah,
I got no stories like that.
I was just like, I've been back to Vietnam for like a day.
Yeah.
And I'm already in jail.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Ron, what about your siblings?
I have a younger brother, 5 years younger.
And that's it, right?
Yes, and he's up in Seattle.
Oh, I see. Well, he knows his stuff, you see. We live here in the heat. Mm. He lives up there where it's nice.
Well,
I love Washington.
It gets warm up there. Don't let him lie to you.
In Washington.
I always wanted to go to Seattle just one time to experience it.
Well, maybe Seattle is crowded, but all of Washington is not, right?
No. He lives outside in Kirkland.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the home of...
Cross Lake Union.
Yeah, the home of Costco.
Oh, really? Kirkland? That's true. That's their brand. Did you ever go to Costco?
The store where it sells stuff in bulk?
Right.
Yeah. Not for a while.
So their own brand is called?
Kirkland.
Kirkland. Mm. Yeah, if you look on the water and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, Kirkland is right the next town up north from Bellevue.
Mm. Oh, I see. Okay.
I used to live in Bellevue.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The rich area.
Yeah, it was actually off 148th Street, so it was out in the...
Wow. Beautiful, though, right?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Very nice town.
Yeah.
But even then, the traffic was getting bad.
Really?
Yeah. Now it's impossible.
Yeah.
Traffic out here is bad. Shit. Oh my God. Pride was this weekend?
It's actually worse than it is here.
Was it bad?
Oh, my God. It takes me like 15 minutes to get home from work when I get out at like 12:45 because like everyone's where they're at or like no one's on the road. It took me 45 minutes on Friday night to get home.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
The streets are just so closed.
And everything's blocked off and everyone's everyone's turning into one lane. I'm going to blow my head off.
Yeah, I would have died.
God.
But you know, you're saying that the congestion is worse than here. But the difference is that it doesn't take you as long because the distances are not like in L.A. So, you know what I'm saying? If you get
the
stuck in L.A.
The distances are only long because of the traffic, though.
No, but like, for example, let's say you're in a place like Seattle. It's much smaller, right? So it gets congested, but you get to where you're going in 15 minutes anyway.
No.
Here it could take you an hour,
Years ago when I was stationed in Fort Lewis, you had Olympia, then DuPont, Stellicum, Fort Lewis, Lakewood, then South Tacoma, Tacoma, and then North Fife, and then up. And they were all separate communities, and they were definitely separate communities.
Right.
Now, when you hit Olympia, it's solid buildings and structures from Olympia to past Seattle.
I see. So, and then all that is urban traffic.
It's all urban traffic.
Right.
They have their rush hours. It's as bad as
And the really? Problem with it is they didn't, because it's not L.A.,
right.
They didn't plan for that kind of traffic on the interstate.
I see.
So as they're widening interstates and everything else, usually half of it is closed down.
Yeah. Jeez.
And you don't, of course, you don't diminish the traffic.
Right.
All you do is clog it.
Right, right.
And then you get the assholes that go all the way up real fast to the end where you have to move over. And oh, yeah. And expect you to stop for them. And right. This is what they get from me.
Middle finger, folks. Middle finger.
My wife won't let me do that now to other drivers.
No?
No, she's. They may have a gun.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you really don't know. Like the other day when I was driving home from Pride, this like guy tried to cut me off. Like he tried to like merge in, but I was like, I just let four cars go. I'm not going to let you go. I've had enough. Yeah. So I just kept driving. So he like went around me in like the narrowest thing and just went in. And I was going to beep all the way down. But I was like, what if he has like a gun in there? I'm just going to let it go. Yeah.
And besides, what's it going to do if you beep?
Oh, it makes me feel so good. Like,
I know, but
you.
It provokes. No, I know. Me too. But it can provoke a fight, you know?
That's true.
Because people are
it's
crazy.
It's not worth it.
And no, LA, and LA really. Freeways are the only ones in the world that have reloading zones.
Right.
Because you do have a gun and you shoot all your bullets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pull off and reload.
Really?
Oh, my God.
There was a scene in the old movie LA Story. Yes. It's April 13th and they have to, it's gun shooting time on the freeway.
Really?
It's oh open God. Season.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie with Michael Douglas where... He was like in the middle of traffic. He just gets up, leaves his car in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah, what a great movie.
Right, and he walks away, right, fired with his job. He's like completely pissed off. And he takes a gun and starts fucking going after people. So they're showing
you. Like random people?
Yeah, like.
Kind of vigilante.
Yeah, vigilante, but he's had enough.
Falling Down.
Falling Down.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. If you like Michael Douglas and you want
it's
to see
really,
some...
It's a different role for him.
Yes, yeah.
And I liked it when he took his briefcase and beat the shit out of the two gangbangers.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, the thing is it was meant to like...
And then he took their guns, yeah.
It's like a catharsis because, you know, when you sit in traffic, you're really irritated. Then you hear about all this crime and everything. And then you realize you just have a breakdown and you say, I can't take this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people turn their... Into depression, some people turn it into rage.
Yeah.
And he started going and shooting people. And
he
stuff,
just wanted to go see his kid.
Yeah.
So got out of his car and walked to the beach.
Jeez.
To Venice, I think.
Yes, right? It was. And on the pier. The one's in the pier.
I would love
and then weren't the police trying to find him on the way?
Oh, yeah. Robert Duvall, his last day at work. Yeah. He was going to retire.
Retired policeman. He's just going to retire and he has to shoot somebody last night.
But it is good. It's in L.A. You like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
what year is this
movie?
'90s.
Early,
'80s?
No, I think early '90s, maybe. Mm.
I'll look it up and see.
I saw Dark Phoenix this weekend.
How did you like it?
It didn't do very well.
No,
right?
Yeah, I do movie reviews now on my YouTube channel, and honestly, it wasn't too bad. But the ending was so terrible, and it's like you could tell that everyone just wanted their contracts to be over. Like no one really like Jennifer Lawrence died within like the first like 5 minutes of the movie. You could tell it's like they couldn't pay her enough money to be in the entire film.
Could you write me out?
Yeah. And I was just like, this is not what I was expecting. None of the mutants really used their powers. Yeah. Evan Peters was in 30 seconds of the movie and didn't show up till the very last scene. I'm like, where the fuck were you this entire time? Like, where were you this entire time?
Yeah.
Well, it was really bad.
Well, I saw Rocket Man Saturday.
Did you? I'm going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
How
not
was
my type
it?
Of thing.
The movie is okay. It's a kind of a musical version of Elton John's life.
It is a musical.
Yeah, like it's Bohemian Rhapsody, but for Elton John.
But Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't
No, Bohemian
musical.
Rhapsody was six times the movie as this one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So this one's just a musical, like Aladdin or something.
It's kind of like it, but it showed you a lot of stuff about Elton John that you never knew.
Okay.
Like he was totally hooked on drugs and alcohol.
Right.
He was like insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this movie probably would have been better served by using the song I'm Still Standing.
Right.
Instead of Rocket Man.
Right, right. That's true. But I'm wondering, so when you say the musical, do they talk by singing?
No.
Okay,
so... They have lines and they talk and stuff, but then a lot of it is when he's thinking, he's singing his song. Yeah.
I see, okay.
And it's like singing stuff that Bernie Taupin wrote.
Right.
And he's, you know, putting it to music. And
yeah. See, this is stuff we grew up with. You were too young for that.
No, I mean, Elton John was in my generation. I just didn't like him.
But listen,
it's not my type of music.
By the 90s, it wasn't as much as he was in the 70s and 80s.
Facts, but I'm just saying my parents listened to
him. So yeah, you heard it.
So I heard it. And I'm like, oh, we shut this off.
You know, when he first started, he looked normal. I mean, you know, he just sat at his piano and sang your song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a great, great piece of music.
Great song. Yeah.
And but then he started getting like really strange.
Yeah.
You know? Well, maybe because not a lot of people know how to live that lifestyle and be normal. Right. Like even with Lady Gaga, she started this persona and she did an interview where she's hysterically crying, like, I wish I could just be me for once. Yeah, but she started this whole persona, so everyone expects her to be this exact person. Right. And Elton John probably did the same shit.
Yeah.
Well, his real name is Reggie.
Yeah.
Didn't his son fall out of a window?
No, that was Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what was that song called? He wrote a song about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh,
yeah,
God, that song is so fucking depressing.
Yeah. It is, right?
Oh, my God. My mom used to play that all the time when we were kids growing up. I was like, Mama, we don't want to listen to this when we're picking up our toys.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
How did your son fall out of a window, though?
Who knows? Where my
cat fell out of the window.
It's like crazy to me. Yeah. No. Something weird's going
Falling
on
down, you were right. Early 90s. It was 1993. Yeah. Anyway, so what else? I wanted to bring this up because this is the headline. An actress testifies she was lured into a sex cult through classes. You know the sex cult they've been talking about called Nexium or something?
The one where the person from Smallville got arrested? The
Yeah,
so she's the one.
Yeah.
And she said it pulled her deeper into activities where she eventually became a slave in the organization.
I don't feel bad for people in cults.
Society. She was blackmailed into signing. I mean, how do you like get sucked into something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's like for me, it's like if someone ever approached me with some shit, I'd be like, no.
Right.
And if anything happens to me, guess what? Our phones have GPS. My sister's going to know something happened.
Exactly.
And you're going to be responsible.
So what's going on here? What do you think that is?
I don't know. I just feel like I do believe, like, because I've met that chick at the bar that I told you freaked me out.
Right.
That was dating the dude that's supposedly a murderer. Right. And she's like obsessed with him. I do feel like people that are cult leaders find people that are very weak.
Yeah,
and
vulnerable.
Can be, vulnerable and can be manipulated. And those people are like not normal in their minds already, that they can easily fall into something like a cult.
Right.
I'm, on the other hand, not like that. So for me, I'm just like, you idiot.
Yeah.
But I also don't know, like, you know, what if they had a bad childhood and they're just looking for some type
what
of
are
love
the circumstances?
And support?
Yeah.
And they find this like family that thinks is going to love and support them. And mind you, they're like selling them to suck wieners across Los Angeles. Right. You just don't know.
All primates are communal animals.
Yeah. I don't get cults anyway.
Yeah, it's weird to me.
I don't get it.
Like the Charles Manson.
They've hit
Charles
several Manson over the years. Yeah, Charles Manson.
He had like people kill for him. I'm like, are you guys idiots?
I don't even think that was a cult though. That was more of just a
group of hoodlums.
Yeah,
those crime photos on Google are so terrible. I'm surprised those are on there though.
You know, Charles Manson. He was just like this guru. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, God, they lived up in the Devil's Canyon and over at Spawn Ranch.
Is that what it's called?
What?
Devil's Canyon?
Yeah, it was Devil's Canyon.
I mean, it's a pretty catchy name for a cult leader. Like, how'd you land that?
It was on his business card.
It was.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Charles Manson.
I just feel like it's weird Devil's that Canyon. Someone like that could commit such a horrendous crime.
Or heinous.
Or heinous.
Yeah. And then get fan mail.
But not anus.
Not to be confused with anus.
Yeah.
See,
which is a totally different conversation.
But then get like fan mail in jail. I'm like, are you guys serious? Even like Scott Peterson killed his wife and his unborn child. Right. And like people are writing him fan mail.
There's
like, I love you.
Women, there's women who want to marry him.
Yeah. I'm like, are you ladies insane? He killed his wife and his unborn child in the most horrible way possible.
Well, unfortunately, he will never be executed in the state of California.
Yeah.
No, he's just on death row. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he probably loves it. He's probably in jail living his best life.
Of course.
His best life.
I mean, he's probably getting effed up the ass.
Yeah, he's taking it in the butt.
No, he's in solitary. He's in death row.
Oh.
You could probably still get effed in the ass in death row.
They only get an hour a day.
The guard, baby.
That hour's enough for somebody who really wants some butt cheeks.
Alone in the yard.
Yeah, right?
He's got a great life. Three hots and a cot. He's got free clothing. He's got everything he needs.
I would kill myself.
Me
that's
too.
The idea of what they do that sometimes.
Yep. Right.
Like, why would you want to do that till you die? Like, die now, then.
Right, exactly. Just die now. But the thing is, you wouldn't end up in a place like this because you'd never commit a murder.
I know, I'm just saying, if I was a criminal and right. I got caught and they threw me in solitary confinement, I'd be like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
Give me some
but
razor
it's
blades.
Also hard to kill yourself because yeah. you're constantly under observation.
I imagine they probably like imagine slide that? The razor blades that's under how the door,
they,
though.
That's how they take away your freedom, you see? And without freedom, you're nothing. That's why I love this country
I
so
don't
much.
Understand.
You know, people forget that. You know, I mean, many times in history, people were enslaved, you know, not mm-hmm. only in this country, you know, if you go back in biblical times and everything. So freedom is the most important thing, I think, you know, to
I agree.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Because once somebody controls your life, it's not
that's
your life
I don't
anymore.
Understand why people want to commit crimes and, like, possibly have the chance of getting caught. Because, like, why would you ever want to go to jail?
Yeah.
I was in a jail cell for, like, 5 hours when I got caught shoplifting. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Right. I'm not built for this.
Right, exactly.
We'll be selling the tapes later.
But well, you know, yeah. some people feel they have nothing to lose, right?
Or they get caught up in the thug life. Like, if your yeah. uncle or your dad is a thug, you have, like, no choice but to become a thug, too, unless
well,
you run away from
not
your
family.
Well, no, sure. unless your dad's, like, beating the shit out of you and it's like, you're going to join this gang. And it's
right.
like, you have no
maybe
choice.
Maybe you think you're not going to get caught, too.
Well, yeah. you know, back in the 1870s, early 80s, there's the Department of Missouri. The federal court was in Arkansas. Fort Smith, Arkansas. Gotcha. It was run by Isaac Parker.
Okay.
And he was known as a hanging judge because if you went in front of him and he sentenced you to death, it was like he goes from the bench out the door to the gallows. That's right.
And he hangs you.
There was wow. no hesitation.
Wow.
Yeah, they went directly to go, did not pass, you know.
Yeah.
That was it. They were done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
If you're gonna
yeah.
get
back
the
in the day,
sentence,
you got like stoned to death.
If yeah. you're going to get the death penalty,
if you were a witch,
why not
you got
just
hung.
Do it?
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Have
but
you ever
you know
seen that
they,
movie with.
They still stone women and stuff
in other countries. Yeah. I'm saying yeah. here, like in Salem, New Hampshire, if people thought you were a witch.
Right. Right.
I'm like, yo, where's the proof? Where's the proof?
Back then, they didn't.
They didn't need yeah.
No jurisprudence right. there. No, 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 no.
That's people crazy. Just did what they did.
They would definitely accuse me of being one, and I'd be like, "What the fuck?
Witch?"
Yeah, like, no, I'm not.
Well, you're
swear.
Close enough to Salem that yeah, you might be.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you know, the whole thing was caused by fermented rye bread.
Yeah.
The rye bread would ferment.
Oh, yeah,
and
make them crazy.
And it makes it puts a mold, and the mold that it was getting was making people. Hallucinate.
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding. I have rye bread at home.
let it mold and ferment. You can make your own LSD.
Yeah,
I haven't been. I haven't seen that rye bread in a week. So
besides,
it's probably moldy for sure.
The Puritans were like horrible on witchcraft.
Yeah.
They were pure.
I wish I could be a witch.
It was like
I wish I could cast some spells and like make shit happen.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's like
we would love that.
Yeah. Fuck
we're gonna
yeah.
strap you to this chair and we're gonna dunk you into water.
Right.
Yeah,
and
but
if you
would have...
and if when we bring you up, if you're still alive, you're a witch.
That's so stupid.
If you're dead, you weren't a witch, but
yeah.
we're sorry.
Oh, but you're dead. That's crazy.
You guys, I apologize for all this coughing this morning.
Yeah.
I'm very bad.
Everybody's coughing.
I know. I'm
Sam, you cough
well.
Every morning.
No, but sometimes not even once. I'm telling you, some shows, like, I don't cough at all, but sometimes it's just like that. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Right.
I wish I had a solution for it, but maybe I'll get, like, cough drops or stuff during the show.
Yeah, why
you
not?
You know, something like that.
And just leave it in the side of your cheek so you don't choke on it.
Or quit cigarettes
that's
and weed, right?
There's an idea.
Yeah, stop smoking altogether. Oh,
which is never going to happen, so.
Yeah. Oh, it will eventually. Mm.
Eventually, I'll get hit in the head with my life. Mm. You know?
I mean, cigarettes you can get rid of.
Yeah.
Weed supposedly makes you live longer, so you keep on smoking that marijuana.
Yeah, it is the cigarettes that kill you.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, you know. But, Ron, the last few minutes, what were you doing before you retired?
I was in the trucking business. And,
that's right, freight, right?
Right.
So you were in sales?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you know how to sell.
They told me that.
Yeah.
And I did go to a salesman school.
I'm sure you made a lot of money being a good salesman, no?
I am rolling in it.
No, I mean back then, maybe. I mean, come on, salespeople make a lot of money. Didn't you make commission?
That was my middle name.
Oh, really?
That and bonus.
Yeah.
But it was enjoyable, and I must say, I had a lot of fun, but the industry has changed considerably, yeah. And there's a lot of consolidation now. And I think that what's going to happen is that industry will be changing greatly with automated trucks. There'll be no truck drivers.
Right, self-driving trucks. They already have them.
I think that Tesla all that's so stupid. I'm never, ever going to get into a car that's self-driving.
No, but listen, this is freight. You know, what do you care? You know, it's going to go and
as long as it's nowhere near me, I don't care.
It's going to share the road with us.
Right. Listen,
yeah, I'm not cool with that.
Listen. When we're 20 years into it, you're not going to worry about whether
maybe
it's safe or not.
Yeah, maybe 20 years into it. Right. Not now.
Right.
Not in the beginning.
No, not now. Not now.
Then the self-driving truck has a computer glitch and takes out 5 different cars on the highway. I think I'm going to pass on that.
You know what? You have more, I think, a more risk if a guy is falling asleep at the wheel than you would with the computer
driving
glitch.
Driving tired is almost as bad as driving drunk.
It is.
Yeah, because when you nod off, you don't even know you're nodding off. I used to do that when I was driving home from bartending. And I would wake up like right before I hit somebody or the guardrail. I'm like, holy shit.
It does happen. It's worse than being drunk.
Yeah.
Well, your car has the lane change warning too, doesn't it?
No.
Mine does. If you start hitting the other lane, it starts going beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
yeah,
beep,
yeah.
Beep, beep.
Oh, okay. No, mine only does if I have the turn signal on. And I'm moving lanes, then they'll tell me, wait, there's another car over here.
Yeah. Well,
but yours is a lane thing.
Yeah. I have a blind spot and a lane change.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
See, he's got a sophisticated car.
I do.
I've got a friggin' Mercedes, and his is more advanced.
Much more advanced than
I am. Your car is more advanced because for a less expensive car, you can get more equipment on it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. What
I'll go with that.
My car has none of the new technology because it's old. It's a 2010, but I own it because it's leased. But I own it in September, so I'm holding off until September. Then I'm going to try to sell it for like some chump change and then get a new.
Yeah,
I want an SUV.
You won't get a lot for that.
I think I'll probably get like $7,000 or something.
No way.
Yeah.
What for your car?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Once I fix it. I
2010.
Need to fix it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
fix
yeah.
It.
I just, I filed an insurance.
2010, what kind of car is
Acura that? Acura TSX, they don't make them anymore. So somebody's going to want that. And I guess they can go up to like 300,000 miles. They're like really good cars.
Okay. So
I just don't want it anymore.
But I don't think 7,000, maybe 4.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Online, Kelly Blue Book said you can sell it at 80,000 for like 10 still.
If it's pristine.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get it fixed up. Yeah, I'm going to get it fixed up.
So you have 80,000 miles on it?
86.
Well, that's okay.
I've had it for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 9-year-old car.
Yeah.
Wow. You want to hear the deal that she made? I mean. I don't even want to bring
what
it
deal?
Up because with the car. With
what
the car.
What do you mean?
I told you got a very raw deal with that car.
Oh, no, it was horrible.
Right?
Yeah. And I still don't own it till September.
Right. I mean, she leased for how many years?
My lease was last year, but I'm doing the buyout.
Right.
So it's another whole year.
Right.
So I leased it for 4 and then it was another 2 years.
Right.
Cause I got this car almost 6 years ago.
So it was used when you got it.
It only had like 9,000 miles on it.
Right.
So it wasn't
bad. But it still wasn't new.
No.
Right.
No.
So you actually bought or leased
a
car.
So it was
But it was for how many years? 5?
4 years.
4 years.
But then I did the buyout, which is another 2.
Right.
So basically.
And now you're left with a car that's worth $4,000.
Well, it's $4,000 that I can put towards a brand new car. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, cool for you.
Yeah.
And get a nice car.
But a car that's worth $13,000, I've paid over like $33,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot.
That's one thing we didn't talk about is the interest.
Yeah. Well, and all of that goes to like the fees of leasing too. So it's like, you know?
No, don't lease for more than 3 years at most, right?
My dad does
that.
My dad switches his car like every 3 years.
Yeah. And that's when you want to lease because you always drive a new car. That's
I think
what
it's
I
fun
do.
When you lease because after 4 years, you're like, it's been real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
Jerry's got a 2013 Optima.
Right.
She's had it since it was brand new.
Right.
She's got 7,900 miles on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a lot. Well, no, yeah. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, I would say that's nothing. Yeah.
It's not even so broken she don't in drive? Yet. No. It's not even broken in yet.
Right, right.
Okay.
But for people that love to drive.
He's got a 350Z.
I've got my father, who has a 02 Toyota Camry with 12,000 miles on it.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Because they don't go anywhere.
Well, right. He doesn't drive anywhere.
They don't need a car. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They really don't need a car.
No, no. They can literally Uber.
Yeah.
At that point.
You know, people hit the age when their kids walk in the door and take their car keys.
Right, yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Almost there. He runs that stop sign.
Yeah.
You got to
do
that, man.
Okay, and so, and you can always tell when you're driving behind someone old, and then you beep, and you're like, damn, I just beeped at someone's grandma. Like, feel bad after, you know? You don't know. You're like, what the fuck is this person doing? And then you look over there, like, 90. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think you should probably take a driving test at, like, 75.
And his wife's sitting there telling him, don't you look over there.
Yeah.
Don't you keep don't you look. Don't you look.
Straight ahead.
So he's driving like this.
Yeah.
He's listening to her, and some guy's behind him honking like crazy, and he's doing 55 in his fast lane.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
When we discovered my dad started hitting other cars and posts and stuff, we realized, you know, you got to do away with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to wrap up. Ron, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. It's been a pleasure. I told you wouldn't be bored. You know, we can't just let you sit without saying anything. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you have social media where people can find you, because you probably don't, right? Or do you? Do you have Facebook or anything?
I'd rather keep it silent. There are people out looking for me.
I see. Okay. That's the best way to do it.
They have initials. FB.
Okay. Jim Christina, how can people contact you or at least listen to the show?
They can call me or they can email me at jimchristina@yahoo.com.
Tell people about your company real quick. We forgot
Black Dog Publishing.
Black Dog Publishing.
Tuscany Bay Books. We do, actually, we're geared towards new authors.
Okay.
So we get their stuff out to them, get them printed, get them
so
out.
So that's your specialty is and that's cool because a lot of people look for resources like
they
that.
They don't know what they're doing when they get to the publishing world.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And a lot of people get taken really badly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So but then they can get a hold of me at blackdogpublishing.co.
Okay.
And then you can find me on Facebook just under Jim Christina.
Sounds good. Jim, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always for joining us. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
As always, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you mañana.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.